Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jeff Bond and Rachel Matthews, both from Britain, are in Pella right now and spoke at an event called Hope in the Dark last week, aiming to help those struggling with drug abuse. On today's program, they share their story. You were part of a presentation called Hope in the Dark here at the Pella Opera House, and you've come a long way to be here in Pella. First of all, let our listeners know a little bit about how you came here and why you spoke about what you spoke about.
We came here because of our relationship with Pete Van Ward, who is a pastor here, and he came to do some work with me in the UK around leadership and management and helping people to realize their leadership potential. And so being here was kind of responding to his request to come and share in this program, Hope in the Dark. And you know, my personal story is that I came from a very difficult background, a very poor background, a background where there was drugs, violence, and alcohol, and all kinds of activity that would, you know, just drag me down. But you know, through time and effort and the mentoring and help and support of others, I was able to overcome that and actually to a place whereby, you know, I became a social worker and I work with lots of different families and people, and I just wanted to come and tell people that there is real hope when you're in dark times.
And we have, you were able to share a poem on stage that kind of closed out the event. What brought you all the way over here, and why did you feel your message was so important to share here in Pella?
So I'm a woman of faith, and the opportunity to come to Pella and to speak to people about some of the experiences that I've had was the invitation that Pete Van Ward gave to me. I think for so many people, our lives are, sometimes you look at people who are leaders and ministering to others and you think, yeah, they've got it sorted. But the truth is, on my heart, it was to come and say, do you know what? I don't always have it sorted. I've got my doubts. I'm not perfect. You know, my family has its problems. But because of my faith and my belief in Jesus and his love for me, I can kind of find my way through and find that hope in the darkness. So I was invited to share a poem tonight, and I looked for a poem. I looked for a poem everywhere, a poem that I could read that would be just really sum up how we find hope. And I couldn't find the right thing. And so I just felt it on my heart to write something. And so the poem that I ended with and I shared was just about how we're like trees. So, you know, trees, they kind of get battered in the wind and they lose their branches and they lose their leaves and they're knocked around and they sway a lot. However, we've got really deep roots. And those deep roots that are, as Jeff said, have come from relationships with people, from good mentoring, from people in the church who have journeyed with us through the good times and bad, mean that even when those storms come, which sadly they do come, that we stand upright and we stand straight and we still kind of stand firm waiting for that new season to begin. And so, you know, our invitation was to just come and be honest about who we are and the ups and downs of our lives, and just encourage the people, the community that we are talking to this week, that, you know, God is with us, Jesus is with us in it all, and yeah, there is always hope.
And for you being here in Pella now and to be in this community that is thousands of miles away from where you're at, but to have these also shared experiences, what does that say about these kinds of challenges, drugs or alcohol or even beyond that? And what is it like to see that connection between a town like Pella and where you're from?
Well, I mean, the reality is that whether you're in an affluent town or a very poor town, that the same issues exist, that children are constantly bombarded with images of what perfection might look like, or tempted to go and think about using drugs or you know, using alcohol. And some of that might be privately, some of that might be publicly. You know, things like even pornography starts at a young age when people are sexting, sending pictures to one another. And it doesn't matter whether they come from the best families or from the worst families. That is there 24/7 hitting their smartphone screens, you know, and they can't get away from that. And so actually the challenge for parents is to be able to support their children, to educate their children, even when the children fail, to be able to say, listen, we're in this together and we're going to help one another through this. And I will learn just as much as you about these things so that we can give you support and there is hope for the future and you will have a bright future rather than a really bad future.
Once again, that was Jeff Bond and Rachel Matthews discussing Hope in the Dark. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.